Paragraph 2 reads, bioluminescence has intrigued history's most famous researchers for thousands of years. Ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, for example, was one of the first to write on the subject. English naturalist Charles Darwin encountered bioluminescence frequently during his travels at sea and wrote extensively on the topic. Hundreds of years ago, northern European coal miners used bioluminescent fish skins as a light source while working in coal mines. Although the light produced by this method was very weak, it was a safe alternative to combustible fuel sources that could ignite volatile fumes and gases in the mines.
So, bioluminescence, of course, has intrigued a lot of people throughout time, and has in fact intrigued history's most famous researchers for thousands of years. So even the ancient Greeks were interested in this phenomenon. So the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle was one of the first people on the record to write about the subject, so he was interested in why this was happening. And another person of note who has been intrigued by bioluminescence was the English naturalist Charles Darwin, who of course is most famous for his theory of evolution. He encountered bioluminescence frequently during his many travels at sea. So he traveled by ship a lot to different places, and so he encountered it in the different locations he went to all over the world. And he wrote extensively on the topic, so he saw it a lot, so he wrote a lot about it.
Right, and people were able even to find applications for bioluminescence. So we have this example of coal miners who used bioluminescent fish skins as a source of light while working in coal mines. So if you're working in a coal mine, this is like a long time ago, you don't want to like light a torch or something, or light a fire to see what's going on, because it can be very dangerous because it's a coal mine and there's a lot of gases and fumes and stuff like that that could be combustible, and it can cause these huge accidents and explosions and stuff. So this was a safe alternative to these traditional combustible fuel sources that were used to create light. So combustible just means, well, it's a specific type of chemical reaction that causes an explosion, but basically it's just something that involves some sort of fuel, like a carbon-based fuel, and heat and oxygen, and it creates fires and explosions and stuff like that. So this could ignite volatile fumes and gases. Volatile just means unstable. So in this case, these fumes and gases are always just one little heat source away from exploding and causing a huge disaster.